You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And even though it's going to be 90, 92, we are starting to creep up on that time when snowfall is possible. We are, 9 days away from, 10 days away from Labor Day. And so then people start thinking, well, fall's arriving. Won't be long before I'm shoveling my driveway.
It really hit home yesterday when Starbucks released the PSLs. And, you know, I'm going onto my Instagram feed, and it's all these influencers now at, you know, Hobby Lobby and Michael's, and they're going through all the Halloween stuff and showing you how to decorate your house. And I personally don't go buy the PSL. I go buy the $10 flannels at Costco. When the $10 flannels come out at Costco, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Then you're ready.
It's almost time. I'm telling you, Dom, some of the best flannels on the planet.
What makes a good flannel?
Costco flannel. It's got a good weight. It's got the proper softness. It's the appropriate length that you can leave untucked, you know? And $10. $10. So I usually stock up on all my flannels.
I have to go look at one. You know the thing with the flannels for me? You said the appropriate weight. So yeah. Do you like them heavy?
I don't. It's like a medium weight. Not too flimsy, not too heavy, because I'm a sweater. It's got to be like perfect, right in the middle. Right in the middle.
I like a nice, very lightweight flannel. Yeah. And I don't find too many of those. Usually they're pretty thick and heavy.
I like my flannels. I'll throw those on, that shirt with a pair of jeans and my Ariats, and I get extra smooches from my wife. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, there's some people who've put out, it's a website that has put out tips that you need to do, I guess, to get you ready for the fall. Like, we need to get ready. First of all, fall is, one man's opinion here, fall is the greatest time in Colorado.
Sure it is.
You start getting to from like mid-September to mid-October. That's probably the best 30 days of the year.
Yeah, the colors, the nip in the air.
Just the way it feels.
Get your hoodies out. You start getting ready for October. I mean, come on.
It's even got a smell to it.
Yeah, it's got a stink to it.
And I'm really excited about that. So, anyway, tell me about some of these tips.
First of all, you have to create a fall bucket list / vision board. You make a list of all the activities that you want to do this fall season. Stuff like hiking and apple picking and baking and going to a pumpkin patch. Trying new fall foods. I vaguely remember last year talking on the air about how we were thinking last October was the last time we would ever take our kids to the pumpkin patch. And Nick Knack was kind of down and out about it. And I was like, hells yeah, because it's like the same thing every year. And it was dusty and all the pumpkins sucked and the kids didn't want to be there. So I'll be very curious if she decides to drag us to another one this year.
Well, she's had a year to forget about how miserable you were.
The thing I'm going to put on my bucket list, my fall bucket list, is a corn maze, and then I'm going to immediately scratch it out because I don't want to do that.
I've never understood why you don't like those.
Hate the corn mazes. Terrifying.
This is just the.
I don't want to get trapped in there.
You don't want to get lost.
I don't want to get lost in there.
What if your mom went with you? Would you be okay?
No. Then there'd be two of us lost in there.
I like a good corn maze. As long as they're not wimpy.
Somebody, what makes a masculine corn maze?
Not masculine, wimpy. Pure, they're not necessarily opposites.
Well, tough?
A wimpy, to me, corn maze is one where it's not so high that you can't look over and see where you're going.
Get out of the kids' corn mazes.
No, there
what
was
are
a corn maze.
You doing wandering around in there?
Where was this? There was a corn maze a while ago, and it was 6 feet tall, but I'm 6 feet tall, so all you got to do is kind of get on your tiptoes. I was like, that's a wimpy corn maze. You got to grow that stuff tall, man.
Those farmers are like, suck it, man. We're in a drought.
It's got to be like you could die in there, and they could not find your body until they plow everything.
That's my concern with the corn maze. Thank you very much.
I love it, man.
Number two, we already talked about, basically update your wardrobe. It's a good time to go through those flannels and those hoodies and see what you got.
It's almost hoodie season.
I know. Number three, refresh your space. Spring and fall are good times to declutter and organize your home and your life. My life's a mess. I got to leave my man here in fall.
We refreshed a space while I was out of town. Gretch went and bought a couple of rocking recliners for outdoors. So they're outdoor, like back patio stuff. They rock and then they recline. And she completely spruced up the, we have a screened-in patio thing out back that just overlooks the forest, overlooks the trees. So you can't see another house.
She put a little throw rug out there?
Yes, two of them.
Yeah.
Because she set up two spaces, one with a rug where the little recliners go, and then she put like a little seating area with tables and...
Beautiful.
A table and some chairs. I got to tell you something funny, all right? So I got back on Saturday. So what is it? Friday is a Saturday. And I was out there Saturday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 6 days. I've been out there all 6 days, sometimes for more than an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Did you thank her for putting all that work in?
Oh,
you didn't lift a
God,
finger, it sounds like.
She said it was a like an early birthday present. It's a combination birthday present, anniversary present, and Christmas present. We're just, for each other, we're just rolling it all in. And I thanked her profusely. That is refreshing a space, and I want to be out there like every day.
She just turned that house into a home.
Oh, my God, yes. All we need now is the big welcome sign out front.
It's just the new bougie way of like sitting on your front porch in a rocking chair is what it is. Don't you
I
think?
Know that's your favorite word lately, but it's just
bougie?
Lovely. It's so freaking comfortable. And beautiful and just soul refreshing. So when you
say got a
little
glass of
iced
tea with you,
I do actually. Yeah. I think everyone should find a way to get that kind of space, no matter where your home is, what your home is like. Find that soul refreshing space. It could even be indoors, and do something. Maybe put one of those little indoor waterfall things. So you got the sound.
Oh, that's relaxing.
Do you like those?
It's very zen. Some may say that they're quite bougie.
Yeah, I would. I think everyone should find a space like that.
Yeah,
and
beautiful.
Refresh your soul.
Let me give you number four on the list. Find your new routine. If your kids are starting school, your sleep schedule and morning routine are about to change. Yeah, it basically has for everybody, right?
Yeah.
They say the sooner you start that transition, the better. Blah 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 blah. So I don't know.
Well, you guys
about
are back
that
in your
one
routine.
Too much.
Now, your kids started a week ago, so
and they've already got
all...
a day off today. And coming up, they've got two more in the next couple weeks. They haven't even made it a full week, and one of them has a day off today. So honestly, we're back to our routine where we have kids home randomly throughout the week. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess some of these are good. They're fine.
Yeah,
I'm just mostly
are.
Excited for my jeans and my flannels, I think.
Yeah, you know, we can make fun of lists like this all we want. But the truth is, I think most people do get excited, especially if you've had 3 months worth of 90 to 100 degree days.
Shoot.
I think most people do get excited about fall.
Yep.
Because it's not only the food that comes around, the clothing change, you got football that's starting up again.
You get jack-o'-lanterns and strange kids come into your house for candy. And
yeah, I don't know what it is, but most of us really, I mean, we just get happy. People talk about getting happy at springtime, you know, when the snow ends. But I think fall, it's just the feeling is just as strong for a lot of
we'll
people.
We'll be seeing the maps here pretty quick, I would imagine, of the leaf peeping times and all that. The,
yeah,
the local
right.
news stations love posting those maps.
Mm-hmm.
So coming to a Facebook near you. What's that?
Are they predicting this will be a good year for them?
I have no idea.